Hello, this is Magdalena Portman with Alexander Technique exercise number 29 about stopping. I have talked about this already in exercise number 2 last year. There I talked about how difficult it is not to just react to some stimulus or to a trigger, but to stop for a moment. Today's exercise goes a little bit further. I want to talk about stopping, not just for a few seconds, but stopping doing anything. In other words, about doing nothing. So find yourself a comfortable place to sit or to stand or to lie down. Whatever you prefer. And then make a very conscious decision to do nothing at all. And what I want you to observe now is how quickly you will want to move an arm or a leg, or to fidget with your hands, or to move your head. You have made the decision to do nothing, and yet, quite soon afterwards, you have this urge to move something. So whenever you feel that urge, simply continue to decide to do nothing, not to give in to that urge. And again, you will very quickly feel the desire to move something, to shift something. Also note what's going on in your head. And have a look to see whether your need to shift might be associated with what is going on in your head. And then again, every time you think you have to move a limb, a leg, an arm, a hand, decide not to move. Decide to leave things alone, to do nothing. And then note how seductive this urge to move can be. You think, oh, I just move my arm, it will feel better. Ah, I move my leg to make it feel more comfortable. I want to move my head so that my neck feels better. Well, see whether you can resist this temptation and just decide to do nothing, even if you think you might feel more comfortable if you move something. Just decide not to do anything, not to give in to that desire, to that stimulus, but to leave things alone, to let them sort themselves out, you see. If you leave your legs, arms, heads, necks alone, they will sort themselves out. But if you keep moving them or tensioning them, they can't move themselves out. They can't sort themselves out. It is really, really difficult to actually do nothing in the face of the urge to move. The desire to keep moving is just a sign that there is tension, excessive tension that wants to keep shifting. But the best thing you can do with tension is to let it go, not to shift it somewhere else. And then you can truly do nothing, or at least get closer to doing nothing. Get more and more comfortable with doing nothing. It's a big step to take, that decision to do nothing. But if you can go beyond that step, if you can go beyond that step and stick to your decision to do nothing, you are on the way to become freer, to being more aware of what you are doing, and to move with much greater ease and to be more in control of your life. Try it. Have a go. See what happens.